You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Whoa. Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm a comedian, Ken Witzgall.
Scott Fisher.
Justin McLeod.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I should point out that you failed my challenge of
I vaguely... But by the way...
It's a horrible run-on
sentence. How many fucking ideas... Like, how many times can you say idea in the same sentence?
I don't know.
A lot of repetition, man.
Okay,
if we did a drink for every time we got idea,
we'd be drunk.
Trouble.
Yeah.
I'd be... And then awkward pause. Okay, so who wants to go with their idea first?
I think you should start.
And so. Why do you got bells?
So I can.
I don't know why these aren't mine. I don't want to do the goofy sound effects. Okay. People left some goofy sound effects thing. I'm going to keep this here so Justin doesn't use it.
Is that a fart machine?
Come on. I think there is.
No.
Let me press one button.
I played around with it earlier. They're not very good. I didn't care for them. So my idea... I don't think giving people the middle finger in traffic is good enough. I don't think it's the best way to express anger when you're in traffic, because there's a few problems with that. First of all, they might not see it if they're driving by. Second of all, you could have tinted windows, and so you'd have to slowly roll down the tinted window and then for them to see the finger, and by then they'll probably be gone. Sure. Unless you got in a car accident, which then it seems sort of crazy to do that. And the other thing is, people from different cultures might not understand the middle finger and might wrongly interpret it as a positive thing. That seems unlikely, but it's a possibility. Like, some cultures are offended by thumbs up. It means something else. Like, sure.
So you don't want them to take it the wrong way and think that they're doing something that you like, basically.
Exactly. And then the other way to express anger in your car is the horn. And that's pretty effective, except that there is collateral damage. People nearby, they don't know why you're honking. And it's also it's used to signify danger. So not only do they not know if it's anger geared towards someone else, they don't know if they're in danger. So it's not the best solution. So I came up with I was thinking about the best.
So you honestly think it's too vague? Is that what you're saying? There's too many vagaries that. Well, that the middle finger is going to be lost on?
Well, just go with it.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying to think of another way.
I always find a fistful of change to be sincere.
Yeah. I never thought of that, but yeah.
All right, so what are your alternatives for flipping?
So my idea is to project a hologram of your face above the roof of your car. That way they can see the anger on your face. So... I was thinking about how you would do that.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
And I came up with a few different ways. After Googling around, there's a company in Asia. I don't remember if it was China or Japan. They wanted to create images above ambulances. So they came up with some weird high-tech solution to ionize the air. And it looks like sparkles in the air, like almost like white Christmas tree lights, but without a wire. Like little sparkles and above, and they can sort of make a design.
It was a ambulance for gay people.
I'm sure they're welcomed in the ambulance.
Is that what it was? Okay, I just said sparkles.
I imagine that if you need to be in an ambulance and it's a sparkly ambulance, no matter how homophobic you are, you're gonna want to get in that ambulance.
Yeah,
take you. There's a few people out there.
No, thank you.
Take you to the candy store.
No, and
if you are that homophobic, maybe you kind of deserve to die. That's the way I see it.
Better dead than touched by a guy in a sparkly ambulance.
There's a company. Stupid. So that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. There's a company called, shit, I can't even read my own writing. I think it's Glim Screens. And basically they create like kiosks in stores and vending machines. And they're able to create a small hologram that's about 1 foot square that's right in front of the vending machine. And it's floating in the air. So it's an actual hologram. And you can actually, they can detect where your finger is with a camera. So you can almost like, you can touch the hologram and it'll respond to you. So there's that way. That's probably like $250,000 or something. It'd be kind of hard to mount to the top of a car.
Would it work during the day?
Well, normally you're in a store during the day.
Yeah.
Unless you're robbing it. Are you saying that you like to rob stores and look at the holograms while you're robbing the stores?
I don't know you guys that well.
Wait, the ambulance is in the store?
Or no, the vending machine.
Okay.
I can tell you're paying close attention to what I'm saying.
Well, I know, but I thought that was that you're going to use that for...
No, there's different
for
options.
The car. Okay.
So we got the fagbulance light. What else?
Yeah. Then you got the hologram above the hood.
And then there's a magician's trick called the Pepper's Ghost. And it's what they used to bring back Tupac on that Coachella concert. And it's not technically a hologram. What it is a reflection off of a piece of glass or a clear screen. And how they did it in like the 1800s is they had basically it creates a partially transparent image of a person. And how they did it in the 1800s when they first invented this magician's trick is they had a guy underneath the stage, and then they had mirrors, and it would project his image up above the stage as like a hologram, and it would freak out all these people who've never seen high-tech stuff. This is before television and everything.
Oh, yeah. So already a little bit dumber.
Yeah, so they probably...
But then you'd have, to do that on your car, you'd have like a big sheet of glass on your car or a clear screen.
Yeah, so you would need mirrors in the car, which might be hard because you kind of need to see to drive. But there's other ways to do the Pepper's Ghost. Yeah. And there's a YouTube clip that shows how to make what they call a hologram with your cell phone. Basically, you lay your cell phone down face up on a table. And you put like sheets of you put like four triangles. You create like a pyramid with a hole in the top with sheets of clear plastic or glass, and you balance it on the top of the cell phone, and it'll create the Pepper's Ghost thing. So if you can see like a ghosted image of what was on the cell phone, if you look sideways into that glass,
I think you just need to consult a Scooby-Doo villain because they did that all the time.
Yeah, there was a lot of holograms in the Scooby-Doo thing.
So, in this case, I am the Scooby-Doo villain because I'm saying how to do it. So, you would just make a big version of that cell phone Pepper's Ghost. So, you'd put like a laptop computer on the hood of your car or pointing up through the sunroof.
Sure.
And then on the top of your car, you'd have like a foot and a half to two foot tall clear plastic pyramid, and so
easy enough to get.
Yeah, so
this is all a much better alternative to flipping people off.
Could I have a hologram of me flipping someone off?
Yeah. So
it's still too vague. What if someone doesn't get that? That's a bad
thing. Angry face.
No, I'm pretty sure that would explain everything I wanted to.
So one thing you could do is you could have a live image of your face. So like if you're turning to the side and angrily glaring at somebody, that'll be the image above your car.
I did that a couple nights ago and it didn't work. So
well,
I was staring at them and they were laughing at me.
But
and then I flipped
head,
them off and then
was your head floating above the hood of your car?
No, but you could still
that
see
was the
it.
Problem.
So it needs that would make it more menacing and more
they wouldn't be able to see if they were next to you maybe. That'd be for people behind or in front of you probably.
Well, so that's another thing. So you
the
can
distance.
Do it. You can do it with the pyramid shape triangle things, there's a way to do it with a spherical bowl thing, so you could see a complete 360 view of your head. In that case, there's software that you can buy. The image being broadcast out of the cell phone has to be distorted with software, so it looks right when it's seen through the side of this pole.
Can I filter my image and make myself look better, you think?
Yeah, you could do that.
Filters like Sepia, like Instagram filters on the thing.
Or you could show like an emoji or like an angry cartoon or like a Will Ferrell's face, like angry or something, like a celebrity's face.
Yeah, I didn't think you would want to show your face.
Right,
I think that would just...
You don't want to be anonymous.
Yeah, everybody, a lot of accidents, I imagine.
Right. When I was in high school, some kids just wired a loudspeaker out of their car, and then they had a keyboard that would play loops and be like, fuck you, you cut me off.
I like that. That's illegal, but I like it.
Actually, this just reminded me of one of my big ideas that I wasn't even going to bring up, but I don't know. Should we wait?
Let me quick finish
it up.
Right, cool. So
a lot of work into this idea.
There's some problems with this, so people might freak out and crash. Since it's more personal, it might lead to more road rage. Like, people might be more likely to like chase you down if your head gets broadcast and glares at them, and they can see your lips say "fuck you" or whatever.
And maybe somebody else will think that you're talking to them and not the other car.
Well, you're looking though.
But there's a lot of cars out there.
Yeah, I guess it could still be mistaken, but it's more directional than a car horn, which is...
But you can't look behind you.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more, but yeah. Someone's going to be on the other... He's going to be passing somebody on the right, and you're going to say, fuck you, and dude is going to see that and be like, no, I met him, and then he doesn't care because he's a biker and he's going to kill you.
Why is your idea so bad?
Jesus Christ.
There's a few holes, but I mean...
So the last problem. So if a woman does it and she's hot and she yells "fuck you" at you and you think, "Oh, she's hot," you might have there might be like a stalker situation where all of a sudden people are following her just because she's attractive. So
yeah, I followed women only just for having their brights on sometimes. Oh, what? Oh, that didn't happen.
Okay. So yeah, in that case, she would probably use some sort of emoji or something. But yeah, that's it. So you can go ahead.
All right. Cool. I didn't know if there's a period of discussion where we talk more about it or.
Well, I didn't want to move on to your idea and completely abandon my idea.
Well, no, I don't want to do that. Like, yeah, no, I just because
we should do that.
It reminded me. It reminded me.
Okay, I thought you were trying to do your actual idea.
No, but this is. I think it's as good as any of my actual ideas.
Go ahead then.
Okay, if I were a personal injury attorney, I would have really distracting billboards.
Okay,
goes along the same line. Idea. It's a tag. It's a tag to his. I like it.
Yeah, I feel like
reflections and
who would the people who crashed sue?
Lasers.
No, they would just they couldn't blame it on me necessarily. I'd be like, well, it's a billboard. What? Yeah.
So
or you could just have. A really distracting billboard, and then the next billboard is my billboard. And we're like, I didn't put the other one up.
So the idea is to cause people to crash, so that they can hire you to sue no one,
or to sue whoever they ran into, or for the person that ran into them because of
I see.
I mean, you're not necessarily going to run off the road. It's more for people who are stuck in, and they bump into. The guy in front of
him. So you wouldn't represent the person who got distracted. You would represent the person who they ran into.
Yeah. Or either way, depending on. But you couldn't blame. I mean, they could maybe try to sue the billboard company, I suppose. But I would make sure that I wasn't connected. There would be a lot of.
Cash transactions.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of, overseas bank accounts in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
That,
So how would you make a billboard that distracting?
I don't know. I think nudity, probably. I mean, so you'd have to do this in Europe, I think.
3D nudity, you got the image nudity.
Like just a giant dong, like maybe a hologram.
Yeah, hologram. Yeah. Hologram
can
nudity.
Bring that. Or your face, your angry face. There you go. That's why I wanted to bring that idea up. Because I think then you could make you could speak for all of.
Yeah, you could do the Pepper's Ghost thing, but instead of having it on the top of the car, it would be projecting outwards from a billboard, and it would be a penis or my angry face, or hopefully not both at the same time.
All right.
I like it. But your idea,
we're done with my idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can. Is this something you really want to pursue?
You act like
really
it's not a genius idea.
Well, I think
Jim Tron said that. There's a lot of things going on.
Jim
Tron dismissed it.
I challenge you to come up with a better idea. I really doubt your idea will be better, but let's see.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure. It'd be cool. They should make it into like almost a laser tag game where you don't really find out until you stop your car, but you could shoot the people that you piss off. You're like, oh man, I ranked up 30 points. I'm lucky I didn't get shot in Detroit today.
I like that.
Fuck my life.
That is, see, that's cool. Because then you know that. Oh I've been pissing people off.
You'd have to make the laser tag gun like very non menacing though. It'd have to be like a banana that you point.
It's attached to your horn.
Yeah. Or it could be like the Star Trek. Phaser, the early ones.
I know, but still, some of that might look a little bit too much like a pistol. Somebody might think you got real road rage and they're about to cap them.
Or a phone and they're texting while they're driving.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way this can be legal, I think.
I just thought of this. So let's say whoever has this gets in a car accident and they get flung out of their windshield, and then the Pepper's Ghost machine also flies forward and lands next to them. And so they're laying down dying, and there's a ghost above them.
Dying, too. And the paramedics try to save the wrong one.
I can't. I don't know. He's translucent. Yeah.
I like it.
Cool.
So we gotta hear... Justin's idea.
Oh, okay. So have you guys ever watched like the Woody Harrelson video where he goes on like the big spiel about how you kind of vote with your money and like being like an informed consumer is kind of like the way to change the world sort of thing?
Was that one of the last ads that like didn't Joss Whedon produce a bunch of those ads like voting?
I don't know. I just saw the one like
and stuff.
I just saw the one online with Woody Harrelson talking about it. But my idea was an application that you could use it to scan like products, and then it would tell you like how ethical the company is or like the product.
Oh yeah.
And you could even have it be shit just pop up emojis like a crying kid if it's child labor, like a guy like hanging from a noose if it's Fox Electronics or whatever that has the nets on the outside of the building, stuff like that. A forest burning, if it does deforestation.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time to research, but I don't want to be an asshole. Make me an app. Make an app for that.
There should be one.
It's good, yeah. It seems, and that seems doable, too. Yeah. You'd have to get a lot of research.
You'd save so much money. You'd be able to buy fucking nothing. Like, no clothes. There'd be, like, three brands of clothes you could wear. Nobody's heard of them.
Your potato sack.
Plus, you would be bombarded with images of suffering constantly. I guess it would keep women from shopping too much.
There you
go. That's very sexist. Because
women
thing
be shopping.
Say, but
yeah, dude.
I mean, let's address
that girl shopping
or anybody,
right now. Address that.
Or anybody from over shopping.
They'd be scanning makeup. It'd just be like rabbits crying emojis.
Seals. You'd have to shop at thrift stores where you're free of that. Yeah. You know, because you're scanning barcodes when you're scanning new products. So you'd have to go to the old products where you're, you know, you don't have anything to scan.
Yeah, secondhand so child labor is totally cool.
Yeah. Because it's going to a Salvation Army.
Yeah.
It's going to save everybody.
Doesn't Salvation Army just, like, donate to, like, shut down Planned Parenthoods and shit, too?
Yeah.
I'm not down with Salvation Army. Fuck Salvation Army. I roll with the devil. I want a good Satan-based, you know, charity.
Yeah. Hell Nation Army.
What do they do? What's the good stuff that they do?
Yeah, you do good stuff.
Coats? They give some people some coats, people? I think.
They give homeless people coats as long as, you know, they aren't gay.
As long as they're not gay.
As long as they're not arriving into that ambulance with the sparkles.
Hey, homeless guy, would you suck this dick for a coat?
Ah, you failed the test.
No, he's just homeless. That's just...
Now you free.
He's just adapted. Oh, come on.
No coat.
Don't worry, it'll be warm where you're going. All right.
Goodness gracious.
Epic.
Actually, that reminded me of another idea that I had.
Oh, well, please.
Is because, all right, what's the term for it? Like, Like instead of buying a blood diamond, you buy one that's like ethically made or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But something like that, but for porn. Because, I mean, you watch, ethical like, you,
so a sex diamond? What are you talking about?
No, forget the diamond. That's all just, right, I'm trying to think of what the term is for, like, it's the stamp of approval that it's
verified
humane porn.
Oh,
basically,
like, so the girls in the porn are drug free and like had good parents. I mean, you're gonna have no.
Well, yeah, just, you know, they're not. You know, being being abused or whatever, or unless they want to. You know, unless that's their like kink, because that's for some.
There's
some people
no,
are
pimp are into them to do it.
Yeah, or just like because have you seen that? There's a documentary about it.
Tons of those on Netflix.
A newer one, yeah.
Have you seen Crack Whore Confessions?
Yeah.
No? All right, just me.
I don't want to break the illusion of it not being this dark. I don't want it to see it as this dark thing that it is.
Yeah. Well, because it's not all dark.
I don't want to see behind the... I don't want to see the... underbelly of it.
There's some with that's ethically produced.
I don't want to see the animals being slaughtered that I'm going to eat. I like the.
But I think that's different because that has to happen for you to eat. Whereas porn, they don't have to be mistreated. You can.
Are you saying they're not all orgasming when it looks?
No,
like they
it's
are?
Not. But
they're not really.
A lot of them might not. You know, think they're going to survive this. Nice. You know.
No, what would be the crest that you'd put, like the little it's badge you'd put on the porn?
Yeah, like a stamp.
I think it would just it would be
like a peace sign made out of dicks.
That would be cool. I was thinking just a penis with a happy face on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
or boobs, you know.
But, I like how you're looking out for them. That's important.
Well, I feel like that's because that's why I tend towards the older categories, the more mature. MILF porn, I guess, because you know when they're in their 40s, you're like, well, you know,
you're old enough. No,
you're old enough to make decisions, and if you want to insert this into your body, then you know you're like you've had some time to consider it. You know, you're not 18 years old.
If they were going to die of a drug overdose, it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
So obviously they've got some sort of saneness to them.
Exactly. There's a little bit there, maturity to it.
I like
so it's not interrelated.
So right, how would they prove it? Would they like have to like get references
that's
from
you'd,
their parents?
You'd have to be it'd have to be like, you know, somebody like an oversight committee that goes to each of the porn, you know, like and that. you'd have to seek them out. But so they can't be there at every single shoot, obviously.
Right.
But people that work with producers are like, oh yeah, this gets the okay stamp. It's like I really prefer it when there's at least one woman producer in the room.
Yeah.
That you could hear off camera. You're like, okay, all right, this isn't. It's a woman doing the interview. I know women can be sadistic too, but you're like, I think the odds are a little bit better.
I like that.
That's all I'm saying. They would have to have condoms in the porn then, right?
If that's what they want to do. I mean, they're tested so much that's more of a – I think that's more of a – like I think they were doing it in California because they didn't want to.
Yeah, that law did not pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it would have pissed off guys like Justin. They're like, come on. Safe sex is not cool.
They would have just moved somewhere, some other state.
They told me it was growing up, but it's not.
It's overrated.
All right. So my mom is not going to be listening to this podcast. I'll tell you that much.
Have you seen the where they try to hide it with like the pink condoms, but they're never quite the flesh color? You can still see it.
Jeez.
It's the worst.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They make flesh-colored condoms for porn movies back in the day.
Oh.
I saw one where a lady even had rubber gloves on for some reason. And it wasn't like latex, like the sexy ones. It was just like medical gloves. And she's like giving these guys handjobs. I'm like, how dirty is this bitch? Or these guys? Which is it? I don't know.
You'd think some guy could write a software program to take off the condom from... Yeah.
That's
it's not
an
like
idea.
There's that much of a editing, variety.
Yeah.
We need to be able to depixelate Japanese porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's writing that algorithm? Oh.
Are you a software guy?
Me? I don't hack that much code, but I work with software, yeah.
I could picture you like, this is my life goal.
My life goal.
to depixelate.
It doesn't matter if it's pixelated. There's so much bush you don't see anything anyways.
I'll just release it out into the world.
Because they want you to pay for it, so they have it pixelated until you pay for it, I guess, eh?
Well, I think that's just the law in Japan now. They can't show genitalia.
Yeah.
Unless it's animated and
they
can
show women's genitalia, right?
No.
No?
No, there's no pee or pussy or penis inside Japanese porn anymore. They pixelate it for it to be legally distributed.
Unless it's anime, that's because the anime guys are all hating on the humans.
Yeah, those all have like tentacles and
there's like one or two.
That's like a loophole. I think that's a way to get around the law.
They can drop
and then it sort of
we'll just use an octopus instead of another person. It's fine.
Like, that's how you get around reality.
They've like twisted around.
Have sex with an octopus.
I've heard that, like, by doing that, like, pixelating human genitalia and stuff, like, people in Japan are, like, just getting into, like, even weirder shit. Like, they're, like, robots they can fuck, like, weird animals, stuff like that. Not that they're fucking animals, but they're, like, getting into, like, getting attracted to other weird things.
Let's try to get a little on topic here.
Well, maybe real quick.
Well, dude, that pussy finding algorithm, I need to
pixelate.
You're right.
I wonder if guys are no longer turned on by unpixelated pussy.
Or you could go the other route. People
you could just fog up your glasses.
Tattoo the pussy to make it look.
They're holding up glasses, flip phones, and taking pictures of the girl's pussy and then looking at it.
Pixelated.
But or you could go the other route and make it hard to see, and then it's like for people who are nostalgic about the old Spice Channel that they want
to
watch.
Have it really bushy, so it's hard to see the pussy.
Yeah. So you're just like you can't really because maybe that's why people get bored with porn because it's like it's too. They've seen too much
mystery.
Of it. There's no mystery anymore.
This porn is too graphic.
Born in my day had a little bit of decency to it. All right, I'm sorry. I know you want to move on.
Tom's getting frustrated.
Scott's up.
Oh, man. I think we should be able to lease kids. Like, lease them. Because my girlfriend, she misses her son when he was all like a little baby. But I like my son when he's older and independent. So, like, you know, I can't just lease it for a time period.
So you would get paid to give someone your kid? Or you would pay to get – who pays?
I don't think anybody has to pay. If you want to be a parent, like, there's programs. I don't know. I haven't thought about the paying thing.
So you're just talking about kidnapping.
Yeah, you can't buy kids, let alone rent them in this country.
I think lease implies payment.
Yeah, you lease. Yeah,
this sounds a lot. Well, you gotta be like able to return them. Scott.
If you get a lease on a car, you have to pay.
But what if you lease a child and you break it?
What?
You break the? You go longer than the leases? Or you break the child?
That's what insurance is for.
Yeah. Either way,
you realize this was this is the first duplicate idea for the podcast.
And someone else had the idea
last week. Tina Green had the same idea.
Do I need to come up with another idea? I can.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
If you have one, it's fine. But
okay.
I don't know. I think that's a milestone. It's fine. I don't expect everybody to.
What was the resolution with Tina Green?
There's no resolutions on this podcast.
There's no. Okay.
There was a couple jokes about.
Yeah.
About it.
Well, I
don't
want to
repeat all the jokes.
Well, I haven't heard them. But.
Well,
but no, it's fine. I'll come up with it. Take Ken's. I got to regroup because I was really caught up in this.
I haven't
dream.
Even brought up the ones that I brought.
Yeah, he's just been riffing. He's been 101.1 in over.
They're
here.
Not as funny though. They're more like
serious.
Yeah,
improve the world.
Just yeah.
He kind of wants to improve the world.
I don't know. I'm just like, with all the election stuff, and I was never like a super political person. I've always been fairly liberal, but. I was never like super into it until the last couple of years, I think, and especially.
You're about 40.
I'm 30, be 33 in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's all right.
You're my age, right? 33, you said.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Be 33 on December 25th.
I think you look nice.
Thank you,
Tom's
shaked that.
I'm just kidding.
I put on a few pounds. okay, well, my first idea was to instate, and Justin's not going to like this at all, instate, just like you have a driver's license, that's what a gun license is. And you have to go through the same level of training that you would a car. Because why do you go through the training for a car? Because because if you don't drive a car correctly, it could kill somebody. Right? Now, a gun is only designed to kill something. So I think there should be, you know, at least a little bit of, you know, not just, you know, I've even heard the concealed carry classes are just like you go and you sit down, you talk about it. It's like 6 hours of classes, and then, oh, here I could put. And I'm all for carrying. I think everybody that's able-bodied and wants to, you know, have a big loud thing that could kill something at their disposal, I'm all for it, as long as, you know what the fuck you're doing. Much like I don't want someone who's never driven a car to, you know, drive me around.
Yeah. I think I would die. Like, at a certain point, like, it almost becomes like they just assume you're responsible enough to do shit. Like, you used to have to take boater safety, right? But once you're over 20, like, over 18 or over 21, fuck it, you don't need boater safety.
Yeah.
You used to have to take hunter safety.
I took a hunter safety course when I was 14, yeah.
Fuck it, here's a gun. Yeah. Shoot your kid.
I think once you're 16, you don't have to take it, which is like, oh, 16. let him go hawk wild.
So. You just want like a little letter on your driver's license that says.
No, I want a separate license. A whole separate license that you go through, and it takes you 2 years to be able to own and operate a firearm. And the problem is, I don't know how you would get that going.
2 years?
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, think about how long it takes to get a driver's license.
What, you got to learn the whole history of fucking firearms and identify everyone by a picture?
Yeah.
I could learn how to handle a firearm in like a day.
Go to a range. Yeah. Just like parachuting. Like, parachuters aren't allowed to jump by themselves until they've done it like 1,500 times.
I think that course would bleed into like an anger management course.
That'd be great.
Be like, it's like,
oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're never going
to
do that.
It'd be like one day of how to use a gun, and then the rest of it is like how to not want to shoot somebody.
That's part of it, but it's also, I think, training. And
it's like, don't get married, don't drive, don't.
You have to have 100 hours at a local range.
Did you not do
that? And you have to be certified by somebody who's like, oh yeah, no, they know what they're doing, you know, and you go through it, you know, as opposed to just,
are you married?
I could go buy a gun right now.
Could part of the training be Duck Hunt, like the NES game? Could that be part of it?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Scott, I went to a gun range a little better once, and they were like, I work with a bunch of Indian guys, so I went with about 20 Indians, and none of us had shot before.
And it's fun.
One of the guys... Indian. He was too weak to, he kept, whenever he shot, it was a tiny little gun, whenever he shot, his hand would go way up.
Oh, jeez.
And then he put the gun down when there was still bullets in it, and it went off, and it shot the wall just barely down the range.
Dude, yeah, man.
And the gun range, they didn't see it. It freaked everybody else out.
Yeah.
I almost got shot in college once. Not just by being an asshole, but my buddy got like, I put through the clip in his Glock and he racked it and he had his finger in the trigger guard and as an internal hammer, so it kicked forward, almost shot a hole in my foot, like right in the front of me. And then like the whole rest of the time he's trying to blame me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nah, that was your fault. You suck.
See, and that's my part of my problem with people that are real big gun advocates is like, yeah, I understand the Second Amendment. Protecting yourself, want to protect your family, but fuck, half these guys are just like, oh man, this is gonna make big old noise, isn't it? Oh yeah,
yeah.
That is my right to be able to carry around this big old noise. That if I get angry, I'll shoot.
I don't like people who get AR-15s for home defense because I'm like, are you trying to shoot a guy three houses fucking over? Like, what are you doing with that?
You don't know Soprano.
So, what was the gun that you posted on Facebook this afternoon?
That is actually a 9mm carbine, so it's it does technically count as a long gun, but it shoots a pistol round. And right now, that is my home defense, but it's not that good. It's a really cheap gun.
My home defense is a big flashlight that I could wax putty on my head with. My home defense is not having an impressive home.
Here you go.
Yeah, that was always
make it look
what
like
I would...
something they don't want to rob.
Yeah, I that's my my style. As I try to dress down, I look kind of like a homeless person.
But yeah, I see your point a little bit with the gun thing, in that everybody has those stories like, are you using your real name or are you using Jibtron? I can't remember.
Whatever.
Whatever. Everybody has these stories, if they're a gun guy, of, oh, my friend almost got shot, I almost got shot. So people maybe are more reckless than they should be.
Yeah.
And they almost are amused by it when the... Yeah, it's maybe more serious than people let on. But
I think it's just that would allow
2 years is crazy.
Maybe not 2 years. Maybe that's an exaggeration. But, I mean, in the same way that we go through the process to become a driver, at least when you're 14, you know, 14 and 9 months, whenever you get your learner's permit, and before you're 16, you know, I learned a lot about the responsibility of having, you know, a two-ton thing at my disposal that can go 80 miles an hour and kill a baby in an instant. You know, I mean, hopefully you don't come across that situation too often, but I think that, you know, the same sort of process could be levied towards guns, and that might help the situation in our country, but I don't know. I'm sorry to get so loaded. I didn't mean to. That's why I felt bad, because I was like, I don't really
that's
have
a good
any
pun,
funny.
Like a gun.
Oh yeah,
Kenneth. How pun dare not you?
Is there any gun tragedy in your past or anything? That's
only there was a kid who was like a second cousin of mine that gunned down his family on Christmas.
No shit.
Jeez. Yeah,
but that was education like, couldn't fix
it.
That.
Yeah, but that was like in the '70s, and I think it was with like a rifle.
Was it before?
I said I wanted a Sega. This is a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it before or after opening presents?
I don't know. I don't think it really factored in.
Somebody who kills their family doesn't get presents, really.
Yeah. Or was it one of the presents?
It's possible there was a present somewhere down the line. But
on Christmas.
How is it? Yeah. How has it affected the family? Is there aftershocks?
Well, they're dead.
Well, you know, less people you got to buy presents for.
Yeah.
Was it a second cousin you
I think that, actually, I think it was more like a friend of the family.
All right.
Because I think it was somebody, one of my uncles was telling me, it was like, oh, yeah, this family that your dad used to be Santa Claus for. The kid used to sit on his lap. A couple years later, he killed his family. I'm like, oh, it's kind of sad.
How old was the kid?
I think he was like 16 or 17, something like
that. So it wasn't like a little kid, like 9 or something.
Yeah, and I think that's a situation where, like, I don't know if there is an answer.
Did you say your dad dressed up like Santa?
Yeah, as people, you know, I think he got like a case of beer or something like that for it. Yeah, my uncles have had a Santa suit at their disposal for like...
Yeah?
You know,
sounds a lot like a rape ring to me.
That's possible too.
Who's using the suit this year? It's my turn. I'm Santa.
Well, yeah. It's
they needed a bulletproof Santa suit.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, he wasn't there for
really
it.
Bulletproof a Santa suit. All that padding, you know.
Yeah, it's possible. That's another good idea.
Bulletproof Santa suits.
All these mall shooters. You have a Santa
packing heat.
Packing heat. He's got. Like, Santa will take it down.
Yeah, you could have, like, one of those big, long, like, old-timey machine guns they mount on tanks where they've got this cartridge line that's, like, just this endless line of bullets that get fed in. I don't know the gun lingo.
You have really big ideas. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's not small.
I sat on a Santa's lamp who was packing heat, and it scarred me for life.
Yeah.
Did you get what you wanted?
No.
Yeah. That sounds. Isn't that a Weird Al Yankovic song? Santa's like packing heat, something like that.
It sounds like it could be.
I think there was one on Bad Hair Day. What a thing.
Good old Weird Al.
Go back and look that up. All right. Anyway, that was my idea. And my other idea was we should build the U.S. government should build mosques in the Middle East, but. I don't know. It's never going
to
happen. So
that's boring.
To make things
all right. That you're too progressive.
to ease tensions between us.
Yeah,
to be friends.
Yeah,
we'd build some sweet mosques.
Yeah, yeah, and then we can have our army defend them, and we can still have our guns and our big army guys. You can bring them in to defend all the nice things that we build for them, as opposed to destroying. As opposed to bombing mosques and hospitals, I think we could build them. But
nobody would go in them.
Not well. It would take a generation.
They're like, that's not original.
But it's a moot point because we're never gonna do it. So that's why it's one of those creativities. It's wasted.
We'd probably just use them for bait. We'd build them, then we'd blow them up.
Yeah.
Wait for them to all get there.
See, maybe you could just sort of say that's what it is, and then you're like, oh, no, we're not going to do that.
You could have, like, drone mounting things on the top so they don't have to bomb the building. They could just fly the drone up to the building and then shoot the right the one person. Instead of blowing up the whole building.
You see, even right. Ideas. You get
Tom's already throwing robot guns in your mosque.
Or we could get to know the local community and know, you know, the leaders, and they could let us know if there was an errant faction, you know.
Make friends?
That sounds like the right way to do things.
It's like,
have communication.
Like, talk to people.
Whoa.
Build relationships.
In person?
That aren't based on, I'm going to kill you if you don't do this. Oh, I'm not saying we don't need that either. But right. I say we need more than just that.
I vote Ken for president.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, do you have like a not 40-year-old woman idea now?
Hey, look. I think it'd be cool if, you know, how remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if we could do that in like movies in the movie theater? So like everybody has the voting thing in your seat. So it gets the X scene and does Billy drink that, take that shot, or does he not? The audience votes, and then that affects the rest of the whole movie.
And it could lead to certain audience things. Attacking each other.
No, it's just peaceful. Everybody votes.
I've already seen this track. Don't pick B. I already
there's
going to
be a lot of
B.
Different options. There'll be like four or five different.
If anybody picks B, I'm going to kick their ass.
Yeah, maybe you vote on whether or not he cheats on his girlfriend or whatever. And then it affects the whole movie. And you want to go see it again because there's different outcomes.
Every movie would just end in some sort of gangbang scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have sex with this person? Of course. Well, everyone. Of course.
Everybody's voting sex for with sex.
It's the worst.
It'd be interesting to see what people would vote for, though.
So people would have to shoot. They would have to shoot, like,
it'd be a lot of work
all these
films.
Different...
Yeah, alternate endings. And
It'd be a fun social experiment, to say the least.
Did we start
to bring your
time?
Friends. Yeah, you bring your friends that would vote for what you wanted.
Actually, I have an idea related to what you were just talking about.
No.
Another guy
I think we have a long
idea.
So it's similar to the choose your own adventure idea.
All right.
This is kind of a stoner idea, which since you're here, seems like a good time. So
are you talking about me? That's rude.
But, well, all of you.
Fair. Yeah, we fit that category.
It sucks that physicists say that time travel, backwards time travel, is impossible. But I figured out a way to do it, sort of. And basically you would do it in virtual reality. So basically everything that happens in the virtual reality game would be stored on the servers. The servers would create a personality profile of each person who plays the game. This would be like a massive multiplayer online game. Like, so it's only real people playing the game. So if you travel back in time in the game, as soon as you interact with a real person in the past, the game will switch from you interacting with a real person or a recording of the real person to a simulation of what? I don't know what they're doing out there. A simulation of based on their profile of what they would have done. So you could, if you went back in time and you punched your friend in the face, all of a sudden the profile would take effect and the profile would do what it thought the friend would do after he got punched in the face. You get it?
Sure.
Steve,
what the fuck's wrong with you, Tom?
That's not it. So
I need more to drink. Holy shit!
The game would be constructed in a way to reduce the butterfly effect. You know, the butterfly effect, where one thing affects another thing. Ashton Kutcher's
going to be in it. Great.
So you couldn't like assassinate the president in this game because then it would affect everything, and it would be really hard.
But it's just a game, though. If it's just virtual reality,
but it could have yeah. So basically, the way to make this work. Is when you launch the game every day, so the server would be offline for a couple hours every night. So every time you replayed the game before you could play it, like during the load screen, if your timeline changed, it would show you the changes made to your timeline. Like, you don't remember being punched in the face by your friend because it didn't happen until he went back and did it. So as it's loading, it'll show you this memory, but it'll be a modified memory of your friend punching you in the face. And there's a thing that happened in real life with, like, cops interrogating people where they would actually accidentally manipulate their memories just by repeating things and changing them. And this caused what was called the Satanic Panic in the 1980s, where they accidentally convinced all these kids that they were being molested by some satanic cult and that one of their friends in the neighborhood got murdered by the satanic cult. But it was all accidental by these weird, dumb cops who accidentally implanted these memories in these kids.
Huh. Yeah, they just kept asking it over and over and over again. I think that line of questioning or the methodology, like.
But my thought is, well, if that can happen in real life, you can exploit that and do that in a video game. So you can just replay the memories to people to modify their memories. And so basically the idea is that if somebody else can go back in time and then it actually causes everybody's memory to be modified, that's basically the same as time travel.
Holy shit.
Sure.
Yeah, it all came full circle.
So, yeah, there's no laws of physics. Like, if you if there was time travel in real life and you shot somebody or something or punched somebody in the face or built something, there would be laws of physics that, like, all of a sudden this person is gone in real life, and so it wouldn't work. But in VR, there's no laws of physics. You can rewrite everything. Mm-hmm. So,
and VR is getting pretty big.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, so you can do it right now. You could do repetition of people's memories that are manipulated to cause them to remember the modified history. And if that doesn't work, you could use hypnotism. So the game could hypnotize you to manipulate your memories.
So when you came out of it,
you would remember the new timeline that somebody else, some stranger, changed.
But that wouldn't be the actual world, though.
Well, it's manipulating what happened in this game.
In the game, yeah. But then you leave the game. You don't actually...
So there's time travel within the game.
Okay.
And then, so there's a thing in... that scientists have started to come up with called simulation theory, where they think that we might be in a simulation like the Matrix.
I've heard that, yeah.
So who's to say we're not already in a type of simulation that allows this backward time travel by manipulating memories? So maybe backward time travel is possible. Maybe we're in a simulation that could have simulated backward time travel, and we just don't know it.
Do you want me to not sleep tonight? Ah,
I like it.
I have been thinking about that a lot with the because I watched Westworld this weekend. Like,
I like that
blew
show
through it, and
robots fucking people.
Yeah, but just the idea, you know, of what is the self, what is identity. You know,
people are losing
artificial.
That. Because I think a lot nowadays people associate their identity with a group or like a cause. They don't, a lot of times they don't really think about who they are. They're so passionate about a cause they don't stop and think.
Well, have
who
they
am
ever,
I?
Have, you know,
who am I?
Back in, you know, the riots towards the earlier part of the century or any other time where, you know, wars, the Trojan War.
Yeah.
I mean, they were acting as a group of people.
Yeah.
Did they stop and think about, oh, what does this mean to me?
I'm not saying they did. They should find time to try to not be persuaded by what, you know, the thing is. Try to take some alone time and be you.
So what did you just write down?
Scott's a moron. No, huh?
Oh, one thing I wrote down is I think you should pre-sell your organs. Like, if you're going to kill yourself or you got to look out for your family, but you still got some good organs, you should be able to pre-sell those things. Mm-hmm. Why are you just giving away organs? You can't just be giving away good organs.
I actually believe you should be able to sell your organs.
Yeah.
They do it in Iran, and they don't have an organ shortage.
Because we got an extra one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like
which one is it, the kidney?
Kidneys and
kidneys, yeah. Testicles.
Parts of the liver.
You know anybody that needs a kidney, you know? What's it going right for a kidney?
But seriously, I really think that you should be able to.
Black market 20.
It's like a.
Yeah, especially if you're going to kill yourself, why not leave some money for your family?
Or pre-sell them, like he said, go to Vegas, have a good time, and then.
Yeah, I guess it'd be hard to ensure that you don't ruin those organs.
Yeah.
I'm sure your organs are ruined.
So
your idea to pre-sell them is probably wouldn't apply to you.
Dude, my pancreas is fucking top-notch. All right, dude, it's so panky.
So panky.
It's creasing stuff in there is the best. I have a great pancreas.
Hanky panky. Right.
So normally I do one idea per person. We've done about 12 ideas.
Yeah, sorry.
So I have no idea what I'm going to call this podcast, but...
How much time we got?
I think.
Yeah, I thought we were just filling time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good?
Is there a set time?
We got 10 minutes. All right, let's roll.
10 minutes.
More ideas?
10 more ideas.
I don't want to spend any more of my ideas. I need to come up with more ideas every week, unlike you guys. So
we won't.
I'm not
going to
blow through any more of my ideas.
Let's talk more about. Well, virtual reality is a thing. You can do it now, and there's virtual porn. But let's say if, you're jerking off to some virtual porn of an ex. Is that cheating? Like, it's virtual.
Of course not.
Okay.
But
what does she think, though? What's this lady's name?
It's not cheating.
Because it's, like, virtually fucking your ex-girlfriend. She walks in on you.
Well, I suppose what if you then...
like in your closet.
manipulate her memories through this backwards time travel VR thing. So then she thinks that... You think that... You had sex with her again, and she thinks you had sex with her again. Then is it cheating?
Are you doing a callback to your idea that was too complex for me to understand?
Yeah, exactly.
You need like a robot memory.
So you didn't actually go have sex with the ex again, but you think you did.
Right.
And then she thinks you did because your memories got manipulated. Then is it cheating?
It's mentally cheating.
So now it's just a 10-minute awkward pause.
Isn't that the same of just like watching porn and jacking off? How's that cheating?
Yeah,
you probably
maybe I only half listen to you. I don't know.
It's just because it's happening in virtual reality.
Yeah, you have virtual reality with an ex and you get caught.
Oh well, if you're doing it like in her and it's like, hey, I'm gonna go find my ex and I'm gonna jack off in front of her on a webcam.
It's kind
of
like
if you're like just watching a porn, though, that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Well, is it a virtual her or
yeah,
is
it's
it
a virtual her? You get the virtual.
But it's
her.
Not her in another room.
No, it's a virtual her. It's so not everything. Like, it's like you're
it's,
touching.
It's
her.
Not like phone sex where there's this actually with the person.
Right. She doesn't know.
She doesn't. The ex isn't part of this.
If you made a sex bot out of your ex girlfriend,
yeah, basically,
and then had sex with it, would that be cheating on your current girlfriend?
Yeah, how would you do that? Would you like? Try to like with a tape measure, just try to make measurements of her when she's not looking.
Gotta, you take a mold of her while she's sleeping.
Yeah, just very slowly.
Yeah, just
that's not concerning.
Just pour some plaster, just dump it in the bed, and hope she doesn't notice.
I mean, that's why she's erect. She dies in the process, but
you do it 1 inch very slowly over the course of 3 years,
or maybe that's what Cosby did. He didn't. Have sex with them. He just roofied them so they were unconscious, and then he just dumped wax on them and made replicas of them while they were unconscious.
This is getting to some weird places.
What's this book about? Did you bring this book?
It's not mine.
It's the last
Italian
official.
Joke book.
Yeah. The last official Italian.
Well, they
joke
shouldn't
book.
Have left it if there's the last one, you know.
No, it's just it's the last one.
No, it's not
props?
In
did
Italian.
You do those props? I think
it's like ethnic jokes insulting Italian people.
Yeah, I've been curious about it.
They should make a pill that's the opposite of a roofie. Like it makes you more critical of men. Makes you unhorny. Girls can take it. Be like, I get so slutty when I'm drunk, but I'm gonna take this pill.
Oh, I know. Let's say you know how you have a odometer that measures the miles on your car. What if you had a stroke meter on a pussy?
Oh, Jesus.
So it counted the strokes that were on it, because then you know how fresh it is and stuff.
Does it count if you masturbated, though?
It's got to be able to recognize the difference between a dildo and a penis.
Obviously,
somehow.
This
the
is
going to
be an accelerometer type sensor.
Well, why don't you have an odometer on your dick?
Well, that would only be fair.
Yeah. Why do you have to automatically say...
I agree.
She's got to have an odometer.
I agree.
If you have anal sex, does it turn it backwards?
Oh, Tom!
That's funny.
But then you can check each other's mileage before you go out for the night, and then you know if anybody messed around.
See, I don't care. I'm just... Oh, you're talking about
really
relationship.
Don't care, Kenneth. No,
we're just talking about random ideas here.
Because, like, I don't care how many times somebody's had sex before. It's nice if they've had some experience, to be perfectly honest.
But then in make porno, you could just, like, she's trying to act like she's innocent, but she's got 20,000 strokes on her vag. So you're like, this isn't authentic.
That's how porn
would be
still
work. Would there be LEDs? What's happening here?
You've seen her in 150 other videos.
Well, you know, right? That's her first go around.
That hasn't ruined your suspension.
So, like, a natural birth would be like the engine just falling out of the engine block or whatever.
And then they get installed at birth. We get installed, I think. Mm-hmm.
Bad metaphor, I guess.
I know what you're saying. That's one big stroke, the birth.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be cool if there's a religion that made sense. That'd be a good idea.
I don't know. That's why it's not really a religion, but that's why I like Buddhism. I think it's
the way of thinking.
Yeah. Certain elements of it seem to kind of go into string theory and you know, it's the idea that there's no God. There's no other world. It's just we're all part of an oversoul, and once our atoms move back into the
plus the deity is fat, so it takes the pressure off of
you can follow
you.
That guy.
Yeah.
Well, Buddha isn't a god; it's like more of a figurehead.
Yeah. Well, they do this weird thing where, like, when the Dalai Lama dies, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna have like these other monks that go out with these sacred objects and try to find this other child who's gonna be the next Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
That shit makes no sense.
It's silly. But I don't think it's any. Oh, that much sillier than a lot of the Catholic stuff.
No, absolutely not.
Talking to snakes or any other weird
I eat fish
religion.
On every day but Friday. Fuck that.
All right.
I wonder if you could hypnotize those monks to cause them to pick your kid or something.
What happens when they pick your kid? Do you get you set for life?
I'd imagine that the Dalai Lama, he doesn't have to work in a coal mine or something.
Yeah, you think so.
I don't know about his parents.
Hypnosis has been a hot topic with you tonight. You thinking about getting into hypnosis comedy? Is that intriguing?
No.
No? All right.
No. I'm surprised I haven't seen any come by. Like, we see like the puppet comics every once in a while, but I haven't seen a hypnosis guy come through.
Well, everybody's kind of under hypnosis when they're in a show, kind of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
I think it's kind of like you get them in that spot where it's like they're under your spell. Things would be are more funny than it would be out of context.
I don't think you could laugh under hypnosis.
Oh, absolutely.
Hypnosis, I think you're just blindly accepting things, and it's like
Tom's a hypnosis.
You're not
purist,
thinking. Okay. Comedy requires thinking and seeing. Oh, this is weird. This is a mismatch from perception from reality. Hypnosis, you just absorb everything and you don't think.
It's not real hypnosis if you can't get them to eat lime Jello off your ass, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
I think you could tell them to make the sound of laughter, but I don't think it would be sincere. I think comedy is the opposite of hypnosis.
I don't know.
Maybe why you keep bombing. Because you're going the wrong way in the hypnosis direction.
No, well, they stop. Jesus, they stop. They stop analyzing.
You're really ending this podcast being a cunt.
this podcast is, we find out Tom is a cunt. That's the title.
I think it'd be a good idea if Tom quit acting like a cunt during this podcast. I'm just kidding, Tom.
You take offense to me making the claim that you're trying to hypnotize people.
I'm
clearly not.
No, I've heard a lot of comedians correlate. No, not at all.
In some weird way by proposing some absurd
Joe Rogan
scenario.
Podcast talks about how it's kind of like they're under hypnosis because they're not thinking. They don't break down your jokes and see if it makes logical sense or not. They're in the zone.
Yeah, there are some
jokes. People that say that.
I do think there's some joke logic that doesn't necessarily have to make sense. But I think we're good. We did burn through way too many.
Yeah, we all hate Tom. Yeah. So
none of you are ever coming back because you already burned through all of the ideas.
Oh, I'm coming back. We have some good ideas. Fuck you up.
Thanks again for coming. This was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Tom.